Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 22nd, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we want to both encourage and, as we prayed a few moments ago, to instruct today. We titled today's message, Golden Rule Living. The scripture text is for Matthew 7, verse 12.
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets.
We want to share today about one of the great blessings of rural living. In many parts of our area throughout the growing season, there are produce stands boasting an abundance of fresh, locally grown produce. Often it's just an old farm wagon loaded with corn, tomatoes, cucumbers, and a variety of all that's locally grown. A farmer up the road brings a wagon load of sweet corn to sell at the end of his lane. As I passed by in the morning, his grandchildren were enthusiastically waving at cars as people drove by, seeking to draw in customers. Well, they didn't have too much convincing to draw me in.
We're so blessed by these roadside stands. Not only are we getting fresh, delicious, locally grown produce, but it reminds us of how the world would work if everyone practiced the Golden Rule. Now, I realize the farmer put labor into planting and harvesting the corn. The Bible says a laborer is worthy of his hire. Of course, the Lord has provided produce for our health. And the self-service stand depends upon the honor system, not only that people will pay for what they take, but also that they will not take the money that others have left.
Well, consideration is the practice of the Golden Rule in the small details of life. It begins in the home and extends to all relationships. Just today, what if the billions of personal interactions that take place all over the world were truly characterized by this rule? Well, that would certainly bring about world peace. But in reality, that just isn't going to happen until the return of the Prince of Peace.
But by God's transforming grace, we can do something in our little corner of the world. Today, in our speech and in our actions, let us keep this attitude foremost in our hearts. In humility, consider others better than yourselves. This is a scripture that Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, I believe.
That's correct, and I don't have the verse here in our draft we're reading. Well, we live in a very fallen world where fewer and fewer practice the Golden Rule. In fact, today I want to place up a video, not on my site, but on another site, a newscast, regarding just how broken down this is. The Daily Tech has commonly been called the Golden Rule, but due to biblical illiteracy, many would not even know what we mean when we speak of this Golden Rule. It's expressed by Jesus in this phrase. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. We, as followers of Christ, light up the world when we individually and corporately practice the Golden Rule. Today, let us all carry out Golden Rule living.
Let's all pray together. Father, you have placed your children in a world where people push and shove to be first. Because of their self-importance, they clamor for recognition and will stop at nothing until they get what they want in life, good or bad. But you've called us to view life from a perspective that considers others as important as ourselves. We are to have a humble attitude that puts you first, others second, and ourselves last in everything we do. In our humanity, this is impossible. But as we are being transformed into the likeness of your Son, Jesus, we become more like him. Our love and consideration for others grows, and we apply the Golden Rule to our lives, where we do to others as we would have them do to us. May this relationship rule guide us as we make decisions that affect others and ourselves. Help us to have the mind of Christ in all that we do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's twice in about a month I've dealt with the Golden Rule. Actually, we noticed in June I had an entirely different lesson based upon it. And I guess I really do feel it's something that needs stressed in this day and age. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we are sharing for July 22nd, Tuesday morning. 2008. We share that because we welcome you to go to our site. We actually don't have any suggested music today related to the song, related to the message, which is unusual, but I just couldn't find anything on the Golden Rule except a couple brief samples of children's songs. However, we do have some photos up today, including one a friend just sent us this morning in the mail of her husband with two mules on the team, which we placed up. We thought it would be interesting to our readers. Also have a couple of locally taken pictures, including one of the local produce stands that we talked about. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and true and live by the Golden Rule.